Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
A majority of Dane County voters in yesterday's spring election support the legalization of marijuana. Do you? That's our first big question this hour. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past seven on this Wednesday, April 2nd. A referendum question on ballots in Dane County asked, should the state government enact legislation to legalize marijuana? It passed by a pretty wide margin, with approximately 64% of voters voting yes and 36% voting no. Would you have voted yes or no, and why? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Nate Peterman, president of the Madison chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
So what's your reaction to the results of the referendum question vote?
Very happy with this. We're looking at support of 64.5% in Dane County, which is a little higher than expected, but with the trends moving towards positive thoughts on legalizing marijuana across the nation, this is something that is more of an illustration now than anything else.
Why was this question on the ballot in the first place?
We were approached by a couple of supervisors on the Dane County Board, Leland Pan and Kyle Richmond, to put this on the ballot. We kind of negotiated the language. They worked with their lawyer. It was a matter of pretty much exposing the inequality in arrests. There was more to send a message to the state government to so they understand the importance and urgency of this issue.
Yeah, Dane County Supervisor Leland Pan, who you mentioned wanted to get this measure on the ballot, said that marijuana legalization is a racial justice issue. He said legalizing it will reduce the proportion of African Americans in jail. What's your take on that argument?
Absolutely. In 2010, which is the latest data I could find, there were over 16,000 arrests for marijuana alone. That accounts for 61% of all drug arrests. Recent study from ACLU shows that blacks are six times more likely to be arrested for a marijuana offense, while usage rates between whites and blacks are very much closer than that, with whites at a usage rate about 9.8%. Blacks at 8.5%. So I completely agree. This is certainly a racial justice issue.
What about medicinal marijuana? Would legalizing marijuana for medicinal uses be good enough for you?
I don't think so. As a representative for Normal, we're looking out to fully legalize marijuana. While I believe that there should be patient protections built into the law, the idea of simply doing a marijuana and leaving these the criminal penalties associated with simple marijuana possession at the Wisconsin level, it's a second offense felony. I think it's inconscionable at this point.
What would legal marijuana in Wisconsin look like? How would it be regulated? How would it be overseen?
It would be regulated for responsible adult use. We're not talking about allowing it just in the streets and everybody's just lighting up or things like that. This would be a regulated system where you had something more like your alcohol system, where you have specific stores where you purchase this, and it's regulated to a point where public intoxication is not legal and such. So there are some rules around. I'm not talking about wide open legalization with no rules around it here. It looks like a normal business. This doesn't look like there's. It doesn't mean that there's just going to be all of a sudden all these marijuana leaves popping up everywhere. It's just going to be like a normal business.
So would it be like what we're seeing in Denver these days?
I suppose Madison would probably look more like Denver than any other area in the state. Some of the rural areas, and this would be similar in Colorado, have either no outlets currently, or they may have one or two outlets to purchase from.
Is there, there would be a tax on it as far as you would imagine?
I would have to imagine so. And as we've seen in Colorado, it's significantly higher than a normal sales tax, which I don't personally, and I don't believe normal would support something that's far greater, something like a sin tax. But I think the reality is that there's going to be a push for that. After seeing the revenue projections in Colorado of being over $40 million this year in 2014, I don't think that lawmakers will be able to pass up that honeypot.
Yeah. The Capital Times did run an editorial prior to the vote urging a yes vote for legalization of marijuana and said that voters need to turn out and vote yes in overwhelming numbers to send a message to legislators to legalize marijuana. Do you think that was done?
I'd have to say so. With almost two-thirds of the vote, I think this message is loud and clear.
Yeah, there is a legislation or a proposed legislation from State Representative Melissa Sargent, a Democrat from Madison, that would legalize marijuana for recreational and medicinal use in Wisconsin. And she says that that legalization is right for Wisconsin and that the most dangerous thing about marijuana is that it's illegal. I take it you might agree with that?
Absolutely. We've taken that stance for a lot of years. Really, the social impact of the illegalities of the prohibition of marijuana have caused significant harm to people's lives, from jobs, ability to get jobs, to having that arrest record, which may prevent them from being rented a place to live. You see fines and things like that, so people are separated from their money, as well as the forfeiture laws, which are fairly heavily used, which in the case of a arrest for marijuana, they may be able to seize things up to including your car.
Yeah.
The side effects of cannabis are far, far less than the impact of the current prohibition by far.
Yeah. Do we know enough about the side effects of cannabis in terms of what it does to us?
I think over the millennia that humans have used marijuana, it has established its safety profile, as well as the actual studies that have been done at this point. There are increasing numbers of studies showing that adolescent use of cannabis can harm the developing mind, but that really doesn't come as much of a surprise for people who are aware of the impacts of things like alcohol and on the developing mind as well. And we would support just as well the, like I had said before, the not allowing people that were not adults to consume cannabis legally.
Yeah. Speaking of alcohol, if marijuana is legal, aren't we just going to increase the problem of impaired driving in Wisconsin?
I don't believe that. I think people are make responsible choices. I think there needs to be some more rigorous study on the impact of driving while under the influence of cannabis. What they're finding is it's not as severe as a case of alcohol, but at the same time, obviously, no one wants an intoxicated driver on the road. So in my opinion, we can't have a situation where they have an arbitrary limit of a substance in your blood versus an actual test for impairment.
Linda on Facebook writes that she would have voted absolutely yes. Marijuana should be legalized. It would stop the insanity of imprisoning people who smoke a joint. It would lower our prison population. It would enact controls on marijuana to protect people from getting bad drugs that have killed hundreds of people. We've talked some about the imprisoning part of that. What about would it protect people from getting bad drugs?
I guess to some degree. I don't know that it all comes down to your personal choice. However, what prohibition has done is it puts the drugs into the hands of someone who may also be trying to push something like a opiate or something that, and the opiates would be pills that that would eventually, in some cases, such as Percocet, which may ultimately lead to an addiction to opiates, which in many cases leads to a heroin addiction. I think that's been a key piece of what some people believe is the gateway theory, which has actually been debunked multiple times over.
You say that the gateway theory has been debunked, that marijuana does not lead to stronger drug use?
Well, what they found is that the people over 25 who continue using marijuana number about 5% of those who consumed prior to that time, which would indicate that it's more a terminus than a gateway to other drugs.
Yeah. Jerry on Facebook writes, I think legalization will happen soon. The politicians look at that Colorado tax revenue generated in the first month, and they are surely wringing their hands and drooling at the prospects. Well, do you think soon in Wisconsin is possible?
I absolutely do. This session we had several bills, actually two for legal, somewhat of a legalization structure, AB 810 and AB 891. There was also a hemp bill, the CBD medical marijuana bill that has passed the Assembly and Senate, and then the other medical marijuana bill that did not pass. This has been the most busy session that we know of. And I agree with the commenter on Facebook who said that the revenue was going to be a driving factor in this. Wisconsin spends up to $73 million a year enforcing marijuana laws, according to an ACLU study. And Colorado is showing a potential revenue of over $40 million in 2014. So that's just huge money that could be definitely used elsewhere.
And finally, how significant do you think it's going to be that Dane County voters did vote yes on this referendum question yesterday?
I think there'll be a faction of folks that try and write it off as your Dane County liberals and your the folks that traditionally use that argument. But I think it's it's a great bellwether for what's happening in the movement. Nationwide, we're seeing support of over 50% for legalization. And in Wisconsin, it's been no different in polls throughout the past couple of decades for marijuana law changes. So Wisconsin voters recognize the current policy as a failure and really are going to start talking about it based on the fact that Dane County is speaking out about this as a countywide voice. I feel like it's significant that we have gone down this road. We've done a medical marijuana referendum in 2010 and then this legalization marijuana and this election. It's just big news, and I think people are going to start hearing that, and it's going to encourage them to work to get the law changed.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Joy.
Nate Peterman is president of the Madison chapter of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, talking with us about the referendum question on the Dane County ballot yesterday that asked, should the state government enact legislation to legalize marijuana? And it passed with pretty overwhelming support, more than 64% voting yes and 36% voting no. Now it's your chance to vote. Did you, if you're in Dane County, vote yes or no on this and why? Would you have voted yes or no on this and why? Do you want the Wisconsin state government to enact legislation to legalize marijuana? 1-800-642-1234. We'll give you an opportunity to sound off for the rest of this half hour. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We'll get to your sound off calls in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Time now for your votes in our big question for this half hour. Should Wisconsin legalize marijuana? Why or why not? Do you support it entirely for recreational and medicinal uses? Or would you limit your support to medical marijuana only? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. 30 seconds for your votes. John in Madison joins us first. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I voted yes for it, and I think that this country has been bipolar about marijuana for so long, it's ridiculous. As Ken Kesey put it back in the 60s, when we found out they lied to us about marijuana, we had to try everything. Okay? What they've done in this country by keeping marijuana illegal, they've created a drug culture. Okay? We have a drug problem right now. It's called heroin and pharmaceutical drugs. Marijuana is not the problem. Okay?
All right. We got you. Thanks very much for your vote. Gene in Eau Claire is next. Hi, Gene.
Hi. I support it, but I also have to have a stipulation for public use, like awareness of the smoke, so that, you know, they have the same stipulation as cigarettes, but I definitely support it.
No smoking in public places of marijuana.
Yeah, other people are affected by it.
All right. Thank you very much, Gene. Tom in Burlington. Hi, Tom.
I support it. I was very surprised that the support for marijuana did not come up from the pot smokers. It was the three big pot smokers, Peter Lewis, who owns Progressive Insurance, George Soros, and the president of the school in Arizona. They put in $20 million apiece to get marijuana legalized. Peter Lewis had his leg cut off, and the only thing that would help him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tom. It's a straw poll, so 30 seconds to say whether you want Wisconsin to legalize marijuana or not, and why or why not. Thanks for your vote, though, in favor. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our next caller is Daniel in Fish Creek. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead with your vote.
Oh, yes, I voted yes for the legalization of marijuana.
And why?
It's an herb that's been used for centuries throughout our history, and we need the benefits of it.
All right, thank you very much, Daniel. A listener tweets, why not legalize but ban all public smoking and regulate like controlled substances such as ADHD meds? Okay, thanks very much. Randy in Madison, should Wisconsin legalize marijuana or not, Randy?
Yes.
And why?
For the Republicans that don't know, a lot of their people smoke marijuana. And they have found out from the other states that, yes, it does bring a lot of revenue to take care of monies within each of those states. So, yes, marijuana should have been legalized years ago, and yes, it should be legalized now.
Thank you very much. Mike in Vilas County. Hello, Mike. What do you think?
I think I'd vote yes, and I would because I worked in law enforcement for 25 years, and I arrested a lot of people for having marijuana. It was never prosecuted justly. I mean, most of the wealthier people that I got were never prosecuted. And that's why I vote justice, because I think it would save the taxpayers a lot of money and it would be fair to do it.
Thank you very much. John in Appleton, your turn.
I say legalize it.
And why?
Because I'm an adult, and if I want to put a non-addictive substance into my body, I believe I should do so without any outside consequences.
All right. Thanks very much. Chris in Green Bay, should Wisconsin legalize marijuana, and why or why not?
Absolutely. I was in a pretty bad car accident a number of years ago. I became addicted to opiates through the rehabilitation of my back, and marijuana not only allowed me to kick the opiate habit, but it also has allowed me to re-become a productive member of society.
Thank you very much, Chris. Duncan in Eau Claire, your turn.
Good morning. Yes, I do support the legalization of cannabis. I think that it's just simply a hypocrisy that the governor is making, for example, a bet regarding the Wisconsin basketball team with alcohol, and yet this substance, which is not a poison, unlike alcohol, is illegal. The typical cannabis smoker throughout the United States clears their driveway of snow. They take their kids to school in the morning. They pay a mortgage. It's really ridiculous that they are subject to possible imprisonment for simply recreating.
Thank you very much. And I think we have time for one more vote on air. Jim in Green Bay, go ahead.
Yes, I would vote yes for it, because it makes, to me, it only makes sense economically and socially. Economically, I mean, we spend too much money going after people with a few little drugs on them, the jails, the judges, the whole system is too expensive. And the other thing is, socially, people just, it's accepted and people are looking for it.
Thank you very much. Okay, well, thanks for all of your votes during this sound-off session on our big question on whether or not Wisconsin should legalize marijuana. You can still vote online. We have the poll posted. Should the state government enact legislation legalizing marijuana? So far, 65% of you in that poll say yes. 30% of you in that poll say yes, but for medical uses only. We'll have another big question for you on Citizens United coming up after the news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.